Branford Marsalis is having quite a year. He and his music-playing family, his father, Ellis, and his brothers, Winton and Delfeo and Jason, are recipients of the 2011 National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Masters Award. Branford also won a Drama Desk Award for the music he created for the revival of August Wilson's play Fences, which just closed on Broadway. He's a college clinician with a residency this coming year at Bowling Green State University and a couple of other places. And his jazz ensemble has lots of bookings, including some October dates at Lincoln Center. But tonight, Branford Marsalis is here in town to perform with the New York Philharmonic and conductor Andre Boreco at a free concert at 8 o'clock in Central Park. I spoke with Branford yesterday after rehearsal at Avery Fisher Hall, and he told me about the two pieces he's playing with the Philharmonic in tonight's concert, the first being the Glazunov Concerto.
The Glazunov is actually a very romantic piece that was written by a Russian expatriate, Alexander Glazunov, living in Paris. And he was very, very famous in Russia, but because of political reasons was forced to leave and was stunned to find out that when he got to Paris, they said, sorry, Alexander, we already have a Russian composer here. His name's Stravinsky, but we'll try to find some work for you. And while Stravinsky was making a name for himself in ballet, there was eventually the possibility of a commission because the saxophone was a burgeoning instrument in symphonic circles. And he decided to throw his hat in that arena and create the piece.
Is there jazz in it?
No. I think that Alexander was a Russian composer in the classical sense of the word. And there's no hints of any understanding or knowledge of jazz at all. I don't even think he ever listened to it.
Hmm. The second work you're doing tonight is by the Czech composer Erwin Schulhoff. He was one of those composers whose careers would have been much bigger, but he died in the Holocaust.
Right.
The piece that you're playing by him was written in 1930. It's entitled Hot Sonata, which implies a jazz connection. Is there any of that influence in Schulhoff's piece?
Oh, that would be very clear when you hear it, yeah. It's mostly in there was that period in the Bauhaus movement in Berlin where they were incorporating a lot of ragtime syncopations, ragtime syncopations, and not so much the late 20s, early 30s New Orleans jazz style of Louis Armstrong that you hear really prominently in Darius Milhaud's piece La Création du Monde, but it's more of the through-composed kind of ragtime sensibility that you would hear in some of the very popular big bands in New York and Chicago in the 20s.
Both of these pieces are being given their Philharmonic premieres tonight. How's the learning process going? Are you helping the Philharmonic to get a handle on these pieces and Andre Boreco?
No, I think it's the other way around. I'm walking in on their turf, and they've been very kind to me and haven't, stepped on my corns too much. But it's a joy for me. It's a joy and a privilege and a pleasure.
Just one more question. Tell me about what it's like to, as you work regularly in both the classical and the jazz fields, what's it like to step from one to the other, and do you have to do anything to sort of make the switch?
Doing anything in the symphonic vein, when I started around 2003, 2002, something like that, the preparation is so different because jazz music and rock and roll and those types of music can rely so much on personal expression that the delivery is sometimes more important than the message. Whereas in classical music, the message is just as important and the delivery is equally as important. So what I often say is jazz is very conversational and classical music is kind of like a play because you have to develop a character, you have to make the character believable, and you have to memorize 100,000 words. and the combination of the three is why more actors prefer to just go to Hollywood and become movie stars than become stage actors because it's a very daunting process.
That is a fabulous, fabulous explanation. Branford Marsalis, I know you've got things to do. We do, too. Congratulations on the Drama Desk Award and with your family.
Thanks.
On the NAA Jazz Masters Award. And we look forward to seeing you in Central Park tonight with the New York Philharmonic at 8 o'clock.